Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a tri-day Friday. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us on the phone lines. Lots to discuss today. Phil's open a series tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, dads, happy Father's Day weekend. Make sure you go to all your doctor's appointments, man, and make sure you get your prostate checked. I mean, that's a big deal, man. I mean, you know, we don't like to go to the doctor, you know. So make sure you do all those things so that you can keep having these Father's Days, man. So get your prostate checked.
It's one of those things where no one likes to go to the doctor, but as you get older, you got to get over that and just go.
Man,
just got
to
go.
Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday.
You good? Health check good?
I mean, yeah, I went got me something to drink after.
Okay.
And slather Vaseline on me.
You already know the procedure, Kyle. It was like, eh. Is this one of them necessary?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Necessary evils. So I just felt I would... You know, not going into too much detail, but fellas, go take care of your business, man.
Yes, and then get a drink after and feel good. And
well, you ain't going to feel good. Well, you're going to reflect.
There you go. Feel better about the whole thing.
You're going to do a little reflecting.
Okay, all right.
But you're doing it for the greater good.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
I like that. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. But, Hugh, a week ago, I want to jump off with some audio here. Because a week ago when you were out, and I think we played this for you, but I want to play it again. So last Friday, we were at the Ron Jaworski Golf Outing, right? We had a lot of great guests on. Mm-hmm. One of them, though, was Jaws. And a lot of this offseason, as we've projected the 2025 Eagles, we've thought a lot about what we just saw, and we kind of look ahead to what we might see this season. I feel like every time Saquon Barkley's name comes up, we're all in awe of what he did. But there's a pretty strong sentiment out there like, yeah, but he's probably not going to do that again. Like, there's almost no chance he does it again, what he just did last year, which was be the best back in the NFL, run for 2,000 yards. And if they let him play in that last game, he would have broke the NFL single-season rushing record. There's a feeling that, like, nah, there's no way he does it again. Well, Ron Jaworski last week, listen to Jaws here with us. This was a week ago at his golf outing. He doesn't feel that way. In fact, he feels he will do it again. Here's Jaws last week.
Without a doubt, he can do it again. He's healthy right now. The offensive line is going to be great. It's the same cast of characters.
Right.
I expect the offense to be tremendous, even better than it was last year. But injury is always part of the game. And remember, the Giants lost interest, not totally interested in, but they thought he got hurt a lot.
Yeah.
He was really banged up a lot with New York. But look at that offensive line he had. It was a bad offensive line. Took a lot of hits and before he even got going. So he got hit in the backfield an awful lot when he was with the Giants. Here, he gets to dictate terms of engagement because he gets the line of scrimmage untouched. You know, now he can make his move, and he's a slashing-type runner, and his lateral agility is second to none in the NFL. So if he stays healthy, I think he'll break the NFL rushing record. He would have broken it last year if we needed him to break it last year. We didn't because we iced things early, which is great, but he still is a phenomenal football back. And it's health when you talk about running backs.
If he stays healthy, he will break the NFL single-season rush record. That's what Jaws told us last week. And, Hugh, the more I think about it, last year I was wrong about Saquon. Not that I think he'd be a good player, because obviously he's a tremendous player. I didn't think he would have the impact he did. I was dead wrong. I mean, I didn't think it would change the team the way it did. I was dead wrong. So, sometimes you make a mistake and then you could double down or you could rethink the way you think. I'm out. I'm done on the doubting Saquon Barkley business. That's a world I lived in, and I'm out. So I'll tell you right now, and I know health is a huge part of it, but I would bet on Saquon Barkley to do it again. I know history says he probably can't or won't or is unlikely to. If I could bet on Saquon Barkley to do what he did again last year, I would bet on him. 215-592-9494. I would bet on Saquon to do it again in 2025, even after all the rushing attempts, even after everything last year. I think the guy is a special, special athlete playing on a special team with the best offensive line we've seen in the NFL in a long time and a quarterback that makes his life easier in the run game. I think he's going to do it again. Hugh, where do you come down on Saquon after all the touches, after the special year? We know you're a sharp now. You're a big better. Would you bet on him to do it again?
You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jaws. Jaws watches a lot of film, and he's broken down a lot of film in his years, man. Mm-hmm. And there is something to what he's saying. You know, when he's talking about dictating the terms of engagement and all that other good stuff. I mean, Jaws dropped some knowledge when he made that comment. And I do tend to lean towards Jaws. But since we're talking about my five-leg parlay that I
hit
the other day.
Your bets.
If you're asking me, would I drop a bet on Saquon Barkley breaking a single season rushing record, $2? No, I'm not about to do that. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to get close. I think he's going to have a hell of a year. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler again this year. But the way the defense is going to play him, the way that this offense is going to evolve, I think it's going to be hard to get to that record. Now, if you say $2 bet on like 1,500 rushing yards this year, I'll take that one.
Yeah, but that's not that's child's play compared to last year.
Well, no, because it's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
He's a good player.
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Did it again.
Oh, no.
this guy. It's only 10:07. We got hours to go today. Lock in.
You weren't. That one. Hold on. Because last time you were talking about I was drinking water. What was that?
It was like a mid burp, and I don't know what happened.
Mid burp in the middle of a segment.
Y'all
we're mid burping.
Leave me alone.
Oh, I got a bad feeling about today. We're in trouble.
But I just think the teams are going to play him differently. It's going to be tough sled. Like, Saquon's a hell of a player, no question. That's why I said 1,500 yards. I think he gets that in his sleep. But to do what he did, Kyle, stop laughing.
Do it again. Is he going to do it again?
No, I don't think
he's going to. Oh, you know, Hater Hugh has arrived today. Doubting Saquon, doubting Douglas over here.
Hold on. This one might be worse.
Is it worse than Trey?
Yeah, let me rip it real quick. It's bad.
All right, 215-592-949. Well, Kyle works on that. I would bet on Saquon to do it again. I doubted him last year. I think he has the ability to do this again. And I think with the offensive line here and his health, you know, he didn't get hurt last year, right? It's not like he ended the season banged up. He ended the season healthy. And what, you know, I understand all the numbers, and you could look at different running backs, right? There's been a lot of guys that have had this many touches and then they fall off a cliff. I get it. I mean, we watched it a year ago. Christian McCaffrey, right? Christian McCaffrey 2 years ago was the best back in the league. And then last year was a disaster with Achilles injuries and all that. So I understand the history of all this. But once in a while, there is a great back that is going for a stretch of time where he's greater than everyone else, right? It's not just 1 year. I mean, we have one-hit wonders, and maybe Christian McCaffrey ends up as, like, he just has one special year. But Terrell Davis, 97, 98, he had back-to-back years where
he went back-to-back.
I would say Barry Sanders, 96, 97, he went back-to-back. Marshall Faulk, 99, 2000, he went back-to-back. And it's not all exactly the same number, like the exact same rushing yards, but back-to-back years, they dominated the sport. Emmitt Smith, 93, 94. And I look at Saquon, and I say he's healthy. He's behind the best offensive line. And as much as a lot of people think they're going to evolve the offense, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sold the Eagles, when push comes to shove, are going to take the ball out of their best player's hands and put it in the quarterback's hands more. They tried that last year, and it didn't work. And I know what works here, and that's running the football with Saquon Barkley. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Jeff Darlington? He was on ESPN recently talking about Saquon. And he said something interesting about him that I don't know if I've ever heard it said this way. Here's Jeff Darlington on Saquon and his future.
I think it is repeatable, quite honestly. Now, Kevin Petula, the new offensive coordinator, has been there. He was there for the Super Bowl. He understands the way that Kellen Moore got this offense going with Saquon. So I don't expect them to change it that much. Quite frankly, they found the recipe for success, and it is put the ball in the hands of Saquon Barkley. The other component to this that could actually add to it is if teams do somehow decide to figure out, I know they haven't yet, to stop the tush push, you could actually see Saquon's touchdown totals go up even higher. So to me, I know it sounds crazy, but I don't necessarily know that we've seen Saquon's ceiling. It was obviously a historic season, but I think that that's just because this is an historic player.
I think that's the way he said it at the end. Sometimes you got to wrap your mind around that. Yeah, was it a historic season? Yeah, but we are watching there's a reason back in the day he was taken number two in the draft, right? Like, even though running backs probably shouldn't go that high and it was a bad pick for that particular team because they didn't have anything else, he got picked number two for a reason. He's a special talent. 215-592-9494. Would you bet on Saquon to do it again? I would. Doubting Douglas over here. Can't believe this. He would not bet on Saquon to do it again. Where do you come down? Kyle, what do you got? And then you got to let us hear what the heck you said a few minutes ago.
I'm doing my best to lock in here. Yeah. But
This guy's unbelievable.
It's out of control.
10:07.
You know I'm the resident running back guy. Amongst our peers at the radio station,
you're
but especially
one
on the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big time.
I was huge on getting Saquon here, very high on the season that he was going to have last season. I think you're going to lose your money if you bet on him doing it again. And it's less about I don't want to go through the whole history thing.
I thought you don't like history.
I don't. Mm. But this is statistical regression. Like, this is basic math, fellas. Like, when you have as good of a season as you have the year before, it's just not likely that he's going to repeat it again. And, like, nobody's repeated it again. What, Terrell Davis did, like, the 90s, something like that? But nobody's had back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. And I understand what Jaws is saying. Like, if he's healthy, he could do it again. Like, he's a great, very talented player, and he's in such a good situation. But we have to be realistic. He said if he's healthy, I don't know if I can just count on that. Like, Saquon has a history of not being a very healthy running back. Last season was the healthiest he's been in a season in the NFL. And then you also have to factor this in. The Eagles' offensive coordinator was their pass game coordinator last year. I think they're going to come out trying to throw the ball. I think defenses are going to make them have to throw the ball because, you know, I don't know if the Super Bowl was the blueprint for Saquon, but the Chiefs did a really good job stopping Saquon. And the book just might be out on him now. I think it would be crazy to bet on him to do it again. Now, would I be shocked if he had like a 1,400-yard season? No, I wouldn't be shocked at that. And I think that would be okay if the Eagles can make up for it in the passing game. But I wouldn't bet on him having another offensive player of the year type season.
1,400 yards? That's a 600-yard dip from last year.
Good running back season.
That's a good season.
Yeah, but that's not what we just had. That's a huge difference, wouldn't you say? 2,000 to 1,400?
Of course. Yeah, but because 2,000 yards is like insane.
Well, it was a special year, but he's an insane player. All right, 215-592-9494. I've learned my lesson. I would bet on Saquon to do it again. I'm out of the doubting Saquon business. Hugh Douglas apparently is in the doubting Saquon business. Where do you come down? Saquon Barkley, there's just been this feeling out there since the end of last season, like, yeah, he's never going to do this again. Why? He's a special player. He came out of last year healthy. The Eagles are obviously going to take care of him in training camp. I don't imagine he's going to be out there in every single drill. They're going to protect his body. And when the games start behind this offensive line and with a quarterback that every time I bring up Jalen Hurts, they say, Joe, you got to give him credit. He makes the run game better. Well, he makes the run game better. Every running back that plays next to Jalen Hurts seems to produce more than they did before. So I don't see any reason why. I go into the season expecting excellence out of Saquon Barkley. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Would you bet on Saquon to do it again? Chris in Middletown. I got a feeling where Chris is going this morning. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy Fransky
Friday.
What's up, Chris?
Let's get right into this, okay? Saquon can certainly repeat last year's performance if called up. We know this guy is built different, and if you don't think he's built different, name all the other running backs that reverse hurdled a man in a game, and I'll wait for your answer.
Well, that would be zero, so you're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
But so what?
Shut up, Kyle. They will they will again have the best O-line in the NFL, like they did the previous 3 years, which obviously bodes well for a running back, a quarterback, anybody that's standing behind that offensive line. But guys, here's the main reason that's going to drive what happens. It has nothing to do with, you know, anything else that's been thrown out there. Hey, can he stay healthy? Can he do this? Can he do that? Blah, blah, blah. Guys, the main thing that will stop him from doing this is Jalen Hurts. Last year, they had to lean into Saquon because Hurts struggled. That's why they went to the running game. The first or second series of every game to open the first quarter, they would still all season long keep trying to pass the ball. He would struggle, so they would revert back to Saquon and lead into Saquon. So here's what's going to happen. If we get the regular season, the first two playoff version of Jalen, Saquon will be again behind the driver's seat in the bus driving. If we get the Jalen we had for the last two playoff games, Saquon will be in the passenger seat. So to me, Jalen controls this narrative of what happens with Saquon and how much is he used.
Chris, I agree with that. Yeah, if the passing game is proficient, I mean, they're going to keep throwing the football, right? You have these big receivers, and it's just you're going to score more points that way over time. Do you deep down believe that the passing game is going to be great every week? I don't. So I think they're going to revert back to the run game.
I don't. I think he is a surefire lock for 1,500 yards rushing. Is he going to do 2,000? Probably not, because I do believe the passing game will be better than last year, but I think that's it. Guys, I got one more thing. I got to address something here. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Your behavior this week is totally out of control.
What did I?
Tell him, Chris.
I agree.
You're worse than usual, all right? First of all, I see on Twitter a picture of the morning show and the morning show crew out with their fans, their listeners, at the Phillies game. And who's in there but Benedict Douglas? I didn't realize you're part of the morning show now.
I went because it was a lot of times callers overlap. So I just wanted to represent for the midday show. That's all.
And a free meal or a free T-shirt or something.
No, we didn't. Would they give away
no
free T-shirts?
And then
I missed the free T-shirts and the meal. Damn it! I missed that.
And now today, you roll into the studio, and you go and put your Doubting Douglas jacket on instead of the turncoat and start throwing shade at the greatest Eagles running back ever to play the game.
I'm glad you heard the same thing I did. I mean, the guy basically said Saquon's cooked. I mean, he said it out loud.
Yes. He said he's cooked. He said he's not that good. I heard him say it. So, you know what?
This is the space
Douglas,
that I'm in now.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Mr. Hugh.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Fucking pay respect to Saquon P-A-R-K-L-E-Y! We are.
This is the space,
Chris. Appreciate
it. This is my new living area. Like every time I say something, I'm a hater, doubting. Okay.
We're just translating. We're hearing what you're saying. I mean, you said 1,400 yards.
That's a good season for a runner.
Compared to 2,000.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. Well, they're not going to.
But come on, we're talking about 2,000 yards.
I know. Yeah. I understand.
So like, but 1,400. What did LeSean McCoy lead the league in rushing in 2013?
Probably around 1,500, 16 maybe.
Okay, yeah. And you're scoffing at 1,400
compared
yards?
To 2,000
because he did it. He want to see it again.
Well, I think he could do it. I don't see any reason why.
You're getting greedy.
I don't think I'm getting greedy. I told you I'm out of the doubting. You guys should learn from my mistakes. I doubted Saquon last year. It was a mistake, and I'm out of that business now. So now I see what I see, which is he's the best player in the sport.
Well, this could also mean that your track record is going to lead us to, you know, it going the opposite way.
Well, you know, we'll get there when we get there.
Right. Cross that bridge when you get to it.
I'll cross that. Yeah, if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong then. But today, I feel like it's not just you guys. I'm just kidding around with you guys. I feel like it has been almost an assumption since the season ended. Oh, he'll never do that again. Why? Sometimes great players get in a groove and they do it more than once. I don't think he's a one-hit wonder. Now, if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Like, then nothing could happen, right? McCaffrey got hurt last
year. Inevitable.
It happens. But if he's healthy, I don't see why he's just going to fall down, like in terms of production. I don't see why his yards per carry go from 5.5 to 4.5. I mean, it might, but I don't see it happening.
I thought Hugh explained it best earlier in the segment.
I did try to save you. I tried to jump in, but Kyle was all over.
Way to set it up, Kyle. Way to set it up.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's like when I swallow, it's like almost like a burp and a swallow. I don't know. It's
We got to put that together with Trey and just have the two of them back to back.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's tough, man.
Well, at least it's Friday.
Yeah, you won the race. You were the first one to go back to that. I haven't had a moment like when we yelled about Rangers Forest again.
I won.
My voice hasn't cracked like that again. Yeah, maybe it'll
happen. Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal.
But, you know, you're probably due for one now.
I probably am.
It's your turn now.
All right, 215-592-90. Well, you might have your third one before my second. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard on a Tri-Day Friday. Yes, it is a Tri-Day here on the Midday Show. We'll set you up and tell you what we're looking for on a Tri-Day Friday. We got a lot to get to today. Scott Fransky is going to join us at noon. Phillies open a weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that beat them up last week up at Toronto. So maybe we'll get back this weekend against them. We're going to get to a Phillies player as well who has performed way better of late. Are we buying it? Let's get to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey.
Will.
What up, Will?
Yes.
Will?
Yes.
You, hey, what's up,
yes,
Will?
You are on the air.
Good morning, Will.
Okay. All right, that's what I was saying. Okay, hey, how y'all doing, Dream Team?
We're good, Will. What's up?
I apologize. Listen, man, it's only one player that I know can actually do that. And the only reason why he didn't do it last season is because they're not running them right. That's Derrick Henry. It's only one running back that can do that, man. I'm trying to tell you. And he's going to do it this season. He's going to be the only running back to actually have two 2,000-yard seasons. The only running back to ever do it. But anyway, I wouldn't bet it on Saquon because I don't think it's going to be that type of season this season. I really don't. I think the most he'll probably get is maybe 12.
12?
Yeah, because listen.
What are we doing?
They going to – listen. Every team is gunning for Saquon, man. I want y'all to know this. That's why I'm stressing this. Jalen's going to have to step his game up, and I know he is because he built like that. You know what I mean? But I don't think Saquon – because that's why they bought Dylan in. They're going to have a lot of
– I don't know, Will. Dylan might get cut in training camp. I'm not sure about Dylan. I liked him in Green Bay, but he had a lot of neck injuries. I got to see him get on the field first.
Right. I think they're going to bring the eye formation back, the pistol. I think they're going to pound the ball, man. But what I would like them to do is have that split back type running game like Detroit had. Mm. I think that could really work in our benefit. I don't think Saquon going to have no 1,500.
Man, Will, we appreciate the fun. I just want to give a little perspective to what Will just predicted there. He said 1,200 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that would be per game? 1,200 yards. So last year, Saquon averaged 125 yards per game. If he only has 1,200 this year, his average is 70 yards per game. You guys are telling me we're going from 125 to 70 a game? That means he fell off a cliff. As a player. That's 55 yards a game difference.
I don't think he fall off a cliff. It's the way teams are going to play him, and you know, you're going to probably have a lot more run blitzes. They're going to play him different because they're going to see the formation that they try to put him in. And I know the Eagles are going to try to be more exotic in the way that they get him the football. I think he's probably going to have more all-purpose yards. He could probably do that with all-purpose yards.
Maybe.
But I don't see them – letting him get going.
I just don't think anyone could stop this run game or him. I saw plenty of teams last year put 8 in the box. The Rams did it in the playoff game, and he just found the hole, and he just was gone.
I'll say, to be fair to that, Joe, I don't think anybody thought that he was going to have the impact that he had.
Right, but
too.
By the time we got to the playoffs, teams knew that was the offense, and they still couldn't stop him.
Yeah, but it's like in the moment, Spags did a pretty good job. Spags, because he went back and probably watched the film, a lot of the film, and he was betting on – you know, what we all thought was going to happen, to stop the run game, and then the passing game wasn't going to be there.
But there's not many defenses that are as good as the Chiefs, right? We might see like three or four of them over the course of the whole season.
This is true. But then that's where you have teams that are going to take chances with blitzing on first down.
They might.
They're going to come after him a little bit.
So they might, but that means if they pick it up, he could go 80 yards. 215-592-9494. Would you bet on Saquon to do it again? I would. I'm done doubting Saquon Barkley. He is an all-time player off an all-time year, and I've seen guys do it more than once. I'd bet on him do it again. Hugh would not. Where do you come down? We'll let you hear from Saquon himself, who seems pretty confident. Plus, a Tri-Day Friday midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Wheels turning round and round. There's some good driving music right here.
This is good driving music. I like that you trusted your voice not to have another slip up there on the singing.
Nah, yeah.
That wouldn't have been good. We can't have that when you sing.
Not well, that one.
Nah, not on this song. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you bored. All right. We'll get to some fills, including a player that has been really red hot for a while now. And are we buying back in on this guy? Coming up in a little bit, Scott Fransky will join us on at 12 for a Fransky Friday. Phil's Blue Jays start a series tonight, and the Sixers involved in a lot of NBA draft rumors. We'll get to those as well, you people, later in the show. Okay, before we get to the phone lines here, let's hear from the man himself, because we're discussing Saquon. I have felt for a while now, there's like there's just feeling out there, and it, like no one has like expressly said why, other than it's just history says it's hard to do again, that Saquon won't do it again, that he's going to have a down year compared to last year, that he won't be as great, and I think he could do it again. I think... Now, if he had suffered some sort of injury last year, I'd say, I don't know. He was fully healthy all the way through. He dominated the season. I think the Eagles are going to be very smart about his usage in training camp, and then they're going to be careful with him. And when it's go time, I expect him with this offensive line and this quarterback next to him to dominate in the run game. Would you bet on Saquon to do it again? I would. All right, let's hear from Saquon himself talking about, well, where he is in his career right now.
The team obviously has a plan for you in terms of workload and managing that. Did you do any like research on your own or figure out what might work better for you this time around?
Yeah, my research was the coaches in here, Nick, Jamal. I have a lot of great running backs I'm able to reach out to. I have a lot of trainers that I work with and mentors that I trust. And, you know, kind of listen to your body, you know, going out there and, you know, not going too fast right away, letting your body heal. But the beauty of it is like, I don't know how many touches I had or how many yards, but it doesn't feel like it. I feel really good. I feel like I'm entering my prime. So just got to continue have the mindset of listening to everyone, buying into what they want me to do, and whatever they do, try to do it to the best of my ability.
All right, so he's talking about learning his body, Hugh, and understanding where he is. It's interesting because Kyle brought up earlier he's had a lot of injuries, right, before he got here.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have, I mean, he could revert back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another way to look at it. He doesn't, you know, even when you include last year, he hasn't had that many attempts since he got to the NFL because he missed so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if his, like, he is, what, 28 years old now?
You mean the physical toll on his body.
Right, like, is he your typical 28-year-old running back?
That has ran the ball and carried the ball as much. I know what you're saying.
Because, again, he was hurt a lot early in his career. That's going to be an example. Like, Joe Mixon, who came in the NFL, I think, one year before Saquon.
He was a hammer.
He has, like, 300 more rushes in his career. Ezekiel Elliott, who we know fell off a cliff the last couple years, he has 600 more attempts in his career. Derrick Henry has 800 more attempts. Like, you look at Saquon, he only has rushed the ball 1,500 times in his career because of all those injuries. It makes me wonder, like, when the Phillies got Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler had a lot of injuries when he was with the Mets, and he didn't pitch much. So they got him at, like, age 28, 29.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't thrown many innings. I mean, he obviously had a lot of innings left in his arm, and as we've seen that the last few years, it gives me hope that he's not going to fall off a cliff quickly here. John in Egg Harbor's up. Hey, John.
How you doing?
What's up, John?
What's going on, John?
Hugh, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, John. What are you thinking today?
I'm thinking I was talking about the Saquon yardage.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have under 2,000. I think he's around 1,600.
So he go ahead.
I think it's an A.J. Brown type of year.
Oh, so we're throwing it more. We're throwing it more this year.
Definitely. I think Jalen Hurts has more to prove. I think a lot of people are doubting him, see if he can be a top quarterback in the league. I think he's a top quarterback in the league, but I think it's an A.J. Brown type year.
Yeah, it's interesting the way you framed that Jalen Hurts has something more to prove. Like, he did win the Super Bowl. I mean, what does he have to prove?
I think a lot of people are saying, like, he just leans on the line, and Saquon Barkley, he can throw the ball.
And we're off.
And we go from there. John, good phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. Is that our impromptu
that didn't take long.
Jalen Hurts conversation? Well, does Jalen Hurts have something to prove this year?
Well, man, listen.
He asked the question.
Here we go.
I'm repurposing it for everybody.
Man, listen. This is the reality of where we are with this team and why a lot of people are saying what they're saying. It's because the quarterback's the unknown. Because we want this. We know how this season started or how we wanted this season to start.
They wanted to throw the ball.
And we wanted to throw the football. So now a lot of us are looking at it and saying, okay, we're probably going to try to get that going because this is a passing league. You do have two multi-million dollar receivers on the team that really last year, when you look at them, then they contributed, but not to the point that we thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you probably got to get back to the mean a little bit. So I think, yeah, that's why people are saying what they're saying.
It goes back to a conversation we had a few weeks ago on do we want them to change the offense? And I don't. I'd rather lean into the Saquon thing, and then if I see that's not working, well, then I'll pivot and I'll go back to the passing game like they did last year at the end, where the run game in the Super Bowl was shut down, and they went back to the passing game. But that was an interesting – I haven't heard a caller say Jalen Hurts has something to prove in a while around here.
Because mostly they're just angry if we don't have him as the best quarterback.
Well, that's true. If he's not number one, we're all haters here. Yeah, that's absolutely true. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, it is a Friday here on the Midday Show, which means it's a Tri-Day.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
It is a Tri-Day Friday, and Hugh, as you mentioned in the Daily Douglas, Sunday is Father's Day.
Father's Day.
All right, how about we do this for Tri-Day today? A good Father's Day gift idea.
A good one.
A good one, right? Are you implying that a lot of Father's Day gifts are not good? Or
yeah,
kind of blah?
A lot of them.
Okay.
A lot of them, like the socks. Socks are bad.
Yeah.
Kids are being creative. Now, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, you know, but they're getting better. But not the socks.
put a little effort into it. Be a little bit creative.
Better than socks.
Yes.
So let's set the bar at socks for Tri-Day. Better than socks. All right, 215-592-9494 for Tri-Day Friday, a good Father's Day gift idea. Now, obviously, you know, depending on how old you are or how old your dad, if he's, you know, still with us, is, you might have a different kind of gift, but a good Father's Day gift idea is a good one no matter what. Best one we get today, we're looking for, we'll pick it by the end. Carl is in Reading. What's up, Carl?
What's up? I was ready to call and fervently agree that Saquon was going to do even better than last year. And then I looked up all the running backs of recent memory who had 2,000 yards, and I looked up that following season.
Yep.
Can I go over a few with you quick?
Let's do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AP, Peterson the following year, 1,200 yards down from 2,000. Jamal Lewis went from 2,000 the following year to 1,000. Barry Sanders down to 1,490 from 2,000. Derrick Henry, 937, not even 1,000 the following year. Terrell Davis, 185 yards. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
We got hurt. Chris Johnson, yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, okay. Well, Chris Johnson, 1,287. Those are big, steep drop-offs. Holy hell.
So they're incredible drop-offs, Carl. Can I flip it around, though, the other way? I mean, we have seen some guys that have gone and had two great years in a row. Now, 2,000 is a round number, but let me use Terrell Davis because you used the year after his 2,000. How about the year before his 2,000? He had led the league in with touchdowns at 15. He had 1,750 yards. So he had 1,750, and then he came back the next year after having the most touches in the NFL in 97, and he had 2,000 in 98. Like, he basically had 2 years in a row where he had close to 4,000 total rushing yards and led the league in touches. So, like, he did it 2 years in a row. Unfortunately for him, as you mentioned, that third year, if you know, he got hurt.
That's a valid point, and there are some outliers like Terrell Davis, Derrick Henry did it a few times, but those are the outliers. I looked at the numbers, and they're anomalous compared to the normal, which is a steep drop-off. I'm going to put a future bet unless, but I'm going to still pick the Birds to win the Super Bowl to even it out.
Well, there you go. Well, I hope you hit both, but I'm going to bet on the over for Saquon, so I can't fully root for you on that one. But I understand why history bets against it. I just wonder if we're focusing too much on the history and not as much on this player. Like, he may just be a historic player in his prime with the best offensive line in the league. Like, that could lead to another great season.
I think that's the only point we have to root for, is that he, like Derrick Henry or like some of the folks that did it, he's one of those unique, amazing talents.
So he really is.
There's that, yes.
Yep. All right, Carl, what do you got for us? A good Father's Day gift on a Tri-Day Friday.
Okay, this is easy. You get, even if he doesn't know how to play it, you get him a guitar, and inside that guitar, a marijuana cigarette.
You know what? That's a fun one. That's certainly a unique Father's Day gift. Carl, we appreciate it. Hugh, what do you got? Would you like that as a gift?
A marijuana cigarette and a guitar?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
It sounds...
I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar, too.
You know, I did, too.
Did
you ever try?
No, because during COVID, I thought about getting one.
Oh.
But, you know, I didn't know which starter guitar to get. And, you know, when
you go
in the store... Yeah, yeah. You know how it is. Going to the store, and sometimes when you go to the store, the people that they have working there aren't a good fit for the store.
Okay.
Because they don't want to be helpful.
Oh,
so
like,
it was one of those.
Yeah, you needed
a little snobbish.
Yeah. Like, you know, just acting like they really didn't want to help you.
You suck,
you know what
a
mean?
Guitar? What a weenie.
Yeah, to me, that's kind of ridiculous. So why are you here? If you don't like your job, why are you doing it?
It's almost like they're there for, like, the experts, but you're a beginner. You want to help
yes,
with a beginner.
You want to get as much. I don't know about anybody else, but when you go in the store, and if you don't know something about something, you assume that the person in the store knows a lot more than you do, so you ask questions.
Especially if it's a niche thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
I agree with you.
And so, you know, they were a little testy. Like, you know, and I'm like, all right, then, that's fine. I'm good.
Wow, they ruined your pursuit of becoming lead guitarist
somewhere. You know what? I did that with a motorcycle as well, because I wanted to get a motor just to ride, like, every now and then. But you go on Harley Davidson, oh, you know, you don't need that. You need to get this, and you need to get one with the baggers, and you need to do it. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to ride this thing to Canada. I might ride it every now and then.
Think about where Hugh would be if he just had a little better customer service in his life. He'd be playing the guitar somewhere in a club. He'd be
spending 2 hours in a gas station.
See, because I always wanted to get a Harley. I wanted to get a night train. But then it's, oh, that's too small for you. And I'm like, I'm not going to ride it. Like, you think I'm going to ride this, like, every day. This might be... every once in a while.
No, I think it'd be good for the show if you had a Harley and you rode it from Delaware up to here for the show each day.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be easier.
People honking at you on 95. There goes Hugh Douglas.
Easier. It would be easier to do.
Would it be?
Yeah, it would probably be because, you know, some of those bikes, they ride in between cars.
Oh, I can't see you doing that.
I probably would. After I got comfortable, yeah. I probably would.
No.
Yeah.
A little dangerous for you.
Yeah, I would do that.
You don't really exactly live life on the edge.
I wouldn't. You know what I wouldn't do, though? I wouldn't come across the bridge.
No?
I'd probably go to Streetway.
Could you imagine sitting in traffic on 95 and there goes Hugh Douglas on a motorcycle zooming by? I would think I'm hallucinating. Like, that could have been who I thought it was.
I wanted a Fat Boy or a night train. Those were the two that I was looking at. But when I looked at the night train, everybody was like, well, you're too big for that. And I'm like, dude, all right, then fine. So I just stopped looking.
Did they say it in a nice way, or they say
well,
it in
just
the
like,
meeting way?
They were just, no, they were more like.
Buddy, you're a little too big for that.
Well, no, they were more like, you're not going to be happy with
it. Oh, okay.
Because you know what's funny about Harleys is the bike that you see on the bike that you see out somebody's riding is not the bike that's in the store.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of them are custom bikes, and they put the different tires on them,
right.
The different forks and stuff. So it's fully customizable. And so, you know, I went in there knowing that. But I was like, oh, no, you need to get this, or you need to get one with bags on it, like I'm riding a cat. Because I have friends that ride, and they ride. But I was like, I'm not going
to
do all that.
Let's go to Gabe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen? Good to
what's
talk
going
to
on?
You.
What's up, Gabe?
First off, Hugh, what kicks we got on today?
Oh, I'm wearing some, what are these? My Air Terra, Humaras.
Air Terra? There we go. Love that.
I don't
I had the Hyper Royals on yesterday, but busted those out for a while. The Jordan 1s.
Okay, cool.
How many sneakers do you own, Hugh?
Right about now?
Yeah, just like ballpark it.
Probably say 60.
60?
About 60.
I want to guess more.
I might have you beat, Hugh. I think I have like 70. I think last time I checked, I think I had like 74 pairs.
Yeah, I haven't. Like,
wow.
I haven't bought a pair in a while. Like the last ones I bought, I think it was I got the rare airs that just came out. The threes.
Yeah.
I just got those.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Now yeah, we have to talk sports because Kyle's getting annoyed.
Well, I was just before we got there, I was trying to count how many pairs of sneakers I have. I'm not a sneakerhead. I'm not against. I just don't have them. I think I might have 5 or 6 total pairs of sneakers. You guys,
I just need another 60. So
I know I'm not far from here. Yeah, well, I'll get there one day. All right, Gabe, what do you got for us? What do you think about Saquon?
So I wanted to tackle this from like a psychological perspective because I think there's something to be said when the mind is right, the body is right, mm-hmm. and I think Saquon is in an amazing spot. I think the best that he's been in years. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, playing for a dysfunctional organization like the New York Football Giants and just having to wake up every day, having to, you know, train and do that and get injured and then realizing, oh, man, I got to go back out there and run, you know, run behind that line again. I mean, I'm sure it's not a great time. So being here in this city, being here, you know, working, you know, for playing for this organization, I'm sure it's a different mindset. And when your mind is right, your body's right. So I think there's something to be said about that. Considering, you know, the freak season he had last year, and I think he's going to continue it because, like you said, he's I feel like he's more motivated. He's more motivated to do better, more motivated to listen to his coaches, more motivated to actually, you know, do what his body tells him to, which is why I genuinely think that he's going to be able to repeat the success that he had because I think at this point now he's entering his prime. I think everything that happened in New York obviously showed us what great of a player, the potential that he has, but I think right now in this situation in Philadelphia, I think he's tapping into his true potential. So I don't think he's finished. I think year one was just kind of like the taste of what he has to offer. Now, I will say if the game plan changes next year where they are throwing more and maybe he doesn't get the same touches that he had last year, that's different, obviously, because he can't really control that. That's up to the coaches. But if they were to follow the same game plan where he does get, you know, close to the same amount of touches, I think he's going to carry the same success over.
Gabe, I agree, and I think you mentioned the mentality. I also wonder if he's motivated to break that record. I mean, he basically had it last year, and they took it away from him. And I don't know. I haven't thought about this yet until this conversation. I wonder if the Eagles would do it to him again. Like, if we get to week 16 again, week 17 again, and he's in striking distance, could they really sit him down again?
I think it'll be different this time around.
I agree.
I think they got what they needed to, which was the ultimate goal of the Super Bowl. I think this is kind of, I don't want to say house money. I refuse to say that, but I will say that this season's kind of, you know, a little bit different where maybe they can play around a little bit more. And yeah, if the opportunity does arrive, I think that they definitely will let him because I do agree. Last year, you could tell that even though he did listen to his coaches, you know, did what's best for the team, he might have been a little salty that he wasn't able to get that record.
I think I remember those comments the last week or two of the season. Because I think it was after the Cowboy game, one of the last few games, he did mention, mm-hmm. like, it seemed like he wanted to go for it, and then they took the decision away from him.
Even in that interview where he was being interviewed and he had his hoodie up and everything,
yes.
I mean, the verbal language of it was just like, you know what, I'm just not going to say anything, I'm doing this for the best of the team. But in reality, I'm sure he's talking all his close circles like, damn, I really want to get out there and break that. You know, I wish I had the chance to do that. So I think this year around, it's going to be a little bit different if he gets that chance again.
I agree. Gabe, what do you got for us for a good Father's Day gift?
A pair of J's. If your dad likes a pair of sneakers, get him a nice pair of sneakers. I'm sure he'll love that, you know, just as much as any other gift. You know?
I like it, Gabe. It certainly
That's
fits you and Hugh. Yeah, Gabe, good phone call. You ever get a pair of J's as a Father's Day gift?
Hugh got me a pair of Adidas. That's when it kind of started because he didn't like any of the shoes that I would wear.
Oh, he's trying to get you
so
back.
He was trying to get me into that. Yeah. The last pair he bought me was like a pair of Pumas. They're like a rainbow color. So, yeah.
That's
a good gift.
That is it.
That's a good gift.
I think our first two Tri-Day answers are
not too bad.
way more creative than I expected.
Yeah, I don't think my dad would be in on that.
A pair of J's?
Nah, he's not a J's guy.
No, my isn't either. Just whatever sneakers are around, they'll pop on. All right, 215-592-9494. What do you think, Hugh, if Saquon is close this year? Let's fast forward. Let's say it's the middle of December. We're doing it again. Saquon is at 1,800 yards,
mm-hmm.
1,900 yards. Do you think they would sit him again? Could they do that to the same player 2 years in a row with the record in striking distance again?
Let me ask you this question because we're talking about hypotheticals.
Yeah,
are we in the same position that we were in last year?
Similar.
Yes, they're going to sit him down.
Wow.
Because
I would be so frustrated they did it to him again.
Well, look at the outcome.
I know. But did they win the Super Bowl because they did that?
Well, I would say there probably would be a little bit more discussion about it because it happened back-to-back. But I think that Saquon would probably have the same sentiment that he had. And then, Joe, think about it like this. If you're Saquon, and since this is a hypothetical, I'm pretty sure if you go back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons, you're probably where you want to be as far as your Hall of Fame candidacy is concerned.
Without question. Though I do think if he went 2,000 and then broke the record, we start the conversation of all-time status, like where he ranks all-time. We go from 0 to 60 really fast. Like if he broke the record this year off of the year he had last year, where we all think he would have broken anyway if he got to play, you have to start putting him in the discussion of the greatest running backs of all time. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't.
It's one of those things where I think that there would be, I think the public sentiment would be, hey, man, we're getting ready to go back-to-back Super Bowls. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. At the end of the day.
I don't know. I mean, you might be right.
You don't think so?
But our last caller mentioned, Gabe did mention there, like, not quite house money, but we did do it last year. Last year, there were a lot of people that wanted him to break the record. But there were also a good amount of fans when we took calls last year, last December, that said, no, it's about the Super Bowl, right? It's about the big picture. I don't know. I think more people this time would say, you know what? We sat him last year. Let him get it this time.
Okay, I think that since we know what we know now, and if say hypothetically, if we start the season off just leaning into the run game, I think that there might be a little bit more leeway. If he gets off to the season and is similar to the one he had last year, we might be at week 14. Where he might be close enough so he can get it done, and then they might be able to rest him. It just all depends. I think that's going to be the biggest indicator, how close he is at what point of the season.
Yep, and where they are, which is obviously a huge part of it. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on this. Saquon Barkley, would you bet on him to do it again? I would. There's this sentiment, it feels like. I just hear it. Like, it's going to probably take a pretty sizable step back this year. I'm not betting on that. I would bet on him to do it again. I believe Saquon's going to have another special season. Where do you come down? Hugh doubts it. I think he's going to have a special year and go for 2,000 yards again. Your phone calls on this. Father's Day gifts for Tri-Day. We're looking for good, creative Father's Day gifts here. Plus, I want to get to a Philly who's been heating up at the plate, and I'm really curious if you're buying into it. I still have skepticism on this guy. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. We're celebrating the 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Look at what you can get. You can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic's best-selling Breeze mattresses, designed to make you feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, you get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. You know what? I would take that money if I were you. I'd buy a couple pillows, man, because if you're going to buy a new mattress, you might as well buy some new pillows. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.